Yes, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. General Galen Shaw filling in for Phil Henry, who is under the weather. Now,
what do you mean he's under the weather?
How many different... What do you mean, what do I mean?
What do you think under the weather means?
Well, no one told me. How about that?
No, Miss Gray, my son is under the weather.
He's under the weather.
What do you mean under the weather? I want to know.
Oh, my God.
He called in sick by 8:30.
You know, if you guys are trying to yank it and crank it, okay, someone's going to die. And they'll die slow. They'll die here. It'll be tonight. What are you applauding? You may be the first one.
All I know is that he's under the weather. He asked me to do the show. So here I am, General Galen Shaw, at your service. I tried to get into the program the best way I knew how. I tried to get into the program, as a professional broadcaster, but I got...
What do you got? Oh, you got the big bazoo on the...
No, nobody's saying that.
He's saying I've got the big bazoo over here on the old bag.
Well, no one's saying that neither.
You know something? All of you guys together, all three of you, there's something going on.
Margaret, there's nothing going on. Phil's under the weather.
You know something? If I find out it's something that you did to him...
I didn't do a damn thing. You want to call him up right now?
No, I don't want to.
Anyway, Mr. Henry's under the weather, and welcome to the program, folks.
I'm doing the show.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the program, folks. This is General Galen Shaw. Tonight we're going to be talking with Stephen Bozell. And you know Steve. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. He's having a marital situation that he feels may eventuate... some legal action.
This ought to be good. Now, what is he talking about?
He's talking about... Well, he's going to talk about it with Dr. Jim Sadler. I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's kind of private.
Do you want to get on mic?
I dropped a pen.
Don't worry. I'll tell him. So anyway, it's kind of private. And,
Yeah, it's about...
It's about what?
You might as well tell her.
It's about his wife busting out some lube the other night.
Oh, for God's sake.
And also, we'll have on Bobby Dooley, who has designed her own... mask, a coronavirus COVID mask, whatever it'll say, which reminds me, we have those in the Phil Henry Show shop.
Yes, and I want people to know, and I'm sure Phil would want people to know, that the COVID masks that you can buy, they are COVID-style masks that you can buy with the Phil Henry logo in the merch store at philhenryshow.com. Oh, God, I'm...
Here, you want some oxygen or something?
When are you going to get me oxygen?
Sorry. I'll pick up Miss Gray.
Go ahead.
They're in the store.
All right, I'm better now. They're in the store, the merch store. These are Phil Henry Show COVID masks, but, and this is very important, they will not,
we can't guarantee they actually protect you from the coronavirus, although they do say masks.
Yes, and now this is the thing. Masks help protect you from the coronavirus, yes. Is it 100%? I don't know.
All they're saying is, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Well, that's great. Better than nothing. So, nice, sir.
I'm just telling people, there is no... These are not N95.
No, they are Phil Henry Show COVID masks. They're, decorative. They're masks. They're as good as... I don't know.
But they're probably as good as those surgical masks, but never mind.
Just buy one and pretend like it works.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's fantastic.
What kind of advice is that?
I'm just telling you. Buy one and pretend it works, and maybe, who knows, the whole head thing. You know, your mind may... Anyway,
So we got Steve Bozell's on the phone now.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but I got him on the line, man. All right. Steve Bozell.
Okay, which one of you knuckleheads?
I've got Steve Bozell on the line and Dr. Jim Sadler.
I got Dr. Jim Sadler on the line, too.
All right, so let's talk about this. Steve Bozell is on the line with us, and Dr. Jim Sadler's going to be joining us along. And we got another bathtub here.
Yeah, I told him.
I was told of these.
It's all right, Steve. Yeah, so why are you in the bathtub?
When you say, why am I in the bathtub?
There's been a lot of people in a bathtub.
What do you say?
We've got a lot of people these days in a bathtub.
Probably it has to do with the very stressful nature of life these days. Wouldn't you say, Steve?
I mean, I don't know why anybody else is in a tub. I had a very difficult day, which culminating in me coming on this program tonight to try to put forth my case that could necessitate some legal action, against a fairly big company. But I'm just feeling I don't know about anybody else,
All right, never mind. Forget that I brought it up. We interview people who sit in the bathtub a lot.
Well, I'm in a bathtub tonight because I'm feeling, a lot of stress. Oh, God, that feels good.
Now, you understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You turn that off, buddy, if you don't mind.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Was that April there?
Yeah, April's here, but she doesn't want to go on the air.
I don't care.
She doesn't want to go on the air.
One of these days, I'd love to hear from her.
She has a very decided... Never mind.
See, my wife sounds masculine. They say you sound masculine.
Who gives a fuck?
You know.
Well, you know what? She's got a filthy mouth, too, so I don't even think I want to talk to her.
I don't want to talk to you. Okay.
Don't forget about your wife, Steve. We're here to talk to you, okay?
Yes, sir. And but it does involve you. April, you sure you don't want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right, this is a tough one for you, huh?
It's emotional for me.
Dr. Jim Sandler also.
Well, we're going to have Dr. Jim Sandler joining us here. He's on the line from San Diego, California. And as far as I know, Dr. Sandler in his office there in San Diego. Dr. Sandler, Steve Bozell is on the phone with us right now.
Yes, Steve. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, sir.
All right. So I can get into this the best way I know how. You're telling me that your wife, as you put it on your phone message to me.
Well, you contacted him before you called us?
Well, yes, sir, I did. I mean, I wanted to. I had to know what my options were.
He called my office with a question, and he said his wife, and I'm quoting, busted out the lube late last night, about a quarter to ten.
Well, no, sir. When I called you, it was a.
What is this late last night about a quarter to ten? I really want to know about this.
I don't know which.
Let's let the man talk and say what it is he wants to say.
I'm just quoting the message.
I want to talk to the doctor, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, but I want this explained eventually.
Late last night, about a quarter to ten, is another way of saying...
Never, just go ahead, Steve.
Okay, God, man. I wanted to come on the Phil Henry show. First of all, Mr. Henry is not there.
No, Mr. Henry is not here. I'm the host of the show.
All right.
Let's just it's you and me, Steve, okay? Forget about all these prying eyes. It's you and me, all right?
Yeah, okay. I'm not so sure...
What does that mean?
I'm not so okay. It's you and me.
You think it's too intimate or something? That I'm trying to. It's like a come on or something like that.
I think you guys are starting to drag a little bit here, and missing the point.
All right, I just want to get to the point.
All right, but I don't know what you mean by.
All right.
I want you to relax and tell me what the story is.
The story is my wife broke out. April, are you back there? I don't know if she's hanging around the door. She broke out lubrication the other night. It was a bottle of wet.
I'm familiar with the product, yes.
Okay, you are familiar with the product?
Yes, I am.
May I ask you how?
No, you may not.
Let's just say that,
No, he may not, if you don't mind.
Well, if you used it with your own wife?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Doctor, I didn't mean to bring it
up. So I'm the doctor, okay? I'm the one that's going to be talking to you. I don't need Miss Gray there, or I don't need the general or anybody else talking about what I bust out with my wife. I know what lube is. I've heard of wet.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry, doctor. It was curiosity.
All right, fine.
My wife busts out. My question is the following thing. All of a sudden, when you're making love to your wife, and she reaches over and goes, hey, yeah, have you tried this? I was very stunned because my first thought was, what? You know, in other words, why does she have that? And number two, she's all casual about it, like, hey, check it out, here's the lube. Meaning, was I not getting the job done?
Right, first of all...
You know, Steve, I think it is a very natural...
Am I the doctor here?
Yeah, Margaret, let the doctor do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
I mean, I'm on the program, I'm trying to, you know...
I'm sorry, Doctor, go ahead.
First of all, Steve, you say she busted out. The first thing you said was she busted out late last night about a quarter to ten, right?
Yes, sir. That's my way. Because originally, well, I left you the message.
You left me the message on Monday, so we're talking about Sunday night.
That's correct, yes.
All right.
Man.
Take a deep breath. One more.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I thought we'd had a very beautiful and loving, connecting relationship of the sex, you know, of a sex relationship.
You had intimate relations.
Do you mind if I do?
I'm very sorry.
Go ahead.
We had very good relations, and I was laying there and doing, you know, I was laying there and looking up at the ceiling and smiling and thinking about it, and then April... All right, for you, remember, my wife's here, honey. Do you mind? What did you say?
She says, hey, I've got some lube here.
Right, she said, hey. Well, you said it different.
She said, hey, look at this. Have you ever tried this?
Yeah, she said, hey, look at this. Have you ever tried this?
And the thing she said, hey, look at this, you ever try it, was what?
It was lube.
It was lube, go wet.
You know, you ever heard of it, Doc?
Are you a woman?
Yeah, that is my wife.
I'm goddamn right a woman. What the hell?
Right, look, what'd you get your wife? Does she need to be there?
Well, I mean, okay, never.
But never mind, okay?
Steve Bozell's wife has a decidedly masculine voice.
All right, I didn't know that.
That's a very insulting question. Are you a man?
Well, what are you talking about?
Can't take it, Jack.
So, I gotta ask, your wife's a woman?
Yes, my wife's a woman, for Christ's sake.
All right, I'm sorry. So...
She has a very, very unusually low voice.
Well, tell me about it. Sounded like a man.
Okay. You know what? I thought that I was gonna have...
I'm sorry, okay?
She's an unusual sounding woman.
Yeah, she's an unusual sounding woman, okay?
I'm sorry about that. Let me just say this. When your wife rolled over and said, hey, and you say she busted it out about 10:30, was it the hour? Was that significant?
Well, it was getting late. It was a Sunday night. I got a work day the next day, and I thought I'd done my best for God, to do my duty for my marriage. I did my duty. Okay, and...
Well, when you say you did your duty, what do you mean?
Oh, I felt that I satisfied myself in a way that April would be proud of herself.
Well, what about her satisfaction?
I mean, yeah,
This is a modern time, Steve. You should be more interested in...
I'm still doing it? Or do I have to share this?
No, go ahead, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
So, were you worried about your wife's satisfaction?
Yes, of course I was, but she, I believe, was satisfied. The way I know is that she kind of laid there, you know, she was all, hey, you know, and everything. So she looked like,
you never really know unless you ask her. You say, how are you satisfied to the very best of your ability, you know? Like, for instance, with my wife, Mandy.
Your wife's name is Mandy.
No, it's Bendy.
It's Bendy.
No! No! It's...
Come on, Sadler!
I'm only kidding. It's Mandy.
Your wife's name is Mindy.
Mandy.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
With my wife, okay, I'll say to her after our lovemaking, I'll say, are you satisfied? Did you achieve your orgasm?
And you say that to your wife?
Yeah, I say that to my wife. What about it?
Well, it sounds...
It sounds a little stuttery, Doc. You know?
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys again, huh?
Listen, I'm the host of the show.
I was told I'd come on here and I'd do a one-on-one.
Yeah, I did tell him it'd be one-on-one. Oh, you told him it'd be one-on-one. Well, I hope you enjoy yourselves. We'll be listening.
What does that mean?
Well, if you guys don't want us here, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, this is a radio show.
All right, I mean, yeah, you can comment, but I gotta get to the essence of this thing. I'm trying to tell him...
You're saying what you say to your wife to find out if she's satisfied.
Right. I'll say to my wife, Mandy, I'll say, after we complete, I'll say to her, I hope, darling, that you are satisfied that I am.
You what?
I'll say it again, man. I don't stutter.
Well, apparently you do, okay?
You mind?
But, Doc...
Do you mind? I'll say to her, Mandy... That was wonderful. I hope you're satisfied as much as I am.
And she doesn't... Okay.
She doesn't what?
Well, nothing. So your wife will... She sounds... In other words, she's okay with that.
Okay with what?
I'm just... You... All right, so you ask her if she's satisfied.
That's what I do. I just a point-blank question. What do you do?
I will hear my wife. She'll go, yeah, or something like that. She's got a very low voice. She'll go, yeah. I can't describe it, but I'll know that she has reached completion and the finality of it. Okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I know what you mean.
Well, hey, Doc, you know, at least I'm not, you know, drooling into her ear the way you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, the way you talk, it's...
The way I talk, I happen to have I had a tongue injury from a lion training...
You had a tongue injury from a lion training accident, right?
Who's that, Dr.? Is that Dr. Shaw again?
This is General Shaw. I'm just trying to keep this thing moving along.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And at least, you may not like the way I talk, but at least I say it to her. I say, Mandy, I hope you're satisfied.
Okay,
Well, guess what, you know? When my wife is satisfied, she starts going,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Hey, you know something, Doc? If you want to go into a comedy routine and have the comedy act of a lifetime...
I don't think anyone wants to do a comedy routine. I find this entire thing rather stupid because I don't think you're getting to the questions that need to be asked.
Well, what do you think needs to be asked?
I'd love to hear this since I'm the doctor.
First of all, you're asking, Steve, why she broke out the lube.
All right, let me just handle this if you don't mind.
Well, get to it, will you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, get to it, Doc.
I'll get to it. I'm the doctor here. My name's Dr. Jim Sadler. I don't see a doctor on anybody else's name.
Dr. Sadler.
I don't see doctor on anyone else's name.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, God.
So you said to her, or she said to you.
She goes to me, she says, yeah, here's some lube, you know, after I thought she'd reached completion because she went,
So you think that a woman reaches completion if she just goes, ah. Don't you understand that that could very well be, yes, the sounds of a woman or a man, you know?
My wife's a woman.
I know that. I'm not saying just because she has the...
Because of the low voice.
I'm not saying because of the low voice. Thanks a lot.
Well, she sounds like... She's got a very low voice.
I know my wife's got a low voice, okay?
All right, so I'm not saying, you know, just because she goes, yeah, or whatever she does... She's happy, but it doesn't necessarily mean she's reached completion. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say.
All right. It's fine. I understand.
All right. So that's when she busted out the lube?
She broke out the lube, and I'm saying, okay, why'd you bust out lube? I mean, we can get this. I can get it done. You know, I can go any way you want to go on this thing, man. Okay, I'll do it the easy way. I'll do it the hard way. Whatever you want
to
do.
You said that to your wife.
Yeah, I said it to my wife.
What did you mean by that?
Well, if she's sitting there going, hey, yeah, here's the lube, yay, you know. And I'm like, are you talking about that? You want to lube me up? And she goes, yeah, and me too, and all that. And
meanwhile, your wife is saying this to you. She's going,
yeah, I want to
meet. Is that what she's doing?
Look, her voice.
Now, sir, what I'm trying to determine is, does your wife's voice intimidate you to the point where you cannot satisfy her?
No, it does not.
Well, Steve, that's a good question.
No, it does not.
Then, so she needs lube because...
She didn't need... Look, she brought...
All right, Steve, look, I think he's having a very insecure moment here. He thinks his wife busted out the lube because he was not satisfying her. Is that what you're asking, Steve?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on, man.
Break out the lube.
I mean, she's breaking out...
Will break out the loop. Guys break out the loop. Maybe she wanted to continue and have more fun. You're worried about the loop. Whatever gets the job done, you know what I'm saying? Whatever gets the job done.
All right, so you're trying to tell... I think personally, Dr. Sadler...
Yeah, but whatever...
I think personally, it's important to know if you're getting the job done, and if she says, no, you ain't, here's a can of loop. Get to it, you know.
What do you mean, a can of lube?
Well, whatever it was, I mean, it was a...
Generally, it's in a bottle.
Is it what?
Generally, it's in a bottle.
Well, I don't know anything about that. She had a container of it, and she goes, hey, what about, you know... And I got nervous, and...
So what did you do?
I just got nervous, and then I wasn't able to...
You weren't able to what?
I wasn't able to have...
Okay, and you're blaming the lube for that?
I'm blaming the fact that the lube company... In this case, it's the lube. Well, it was a product that was called Wet, and
yes, I'm very familiar with that. It's very common. Lube.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, Doc, you know, he was asking you about stuttering, and I think it's a.
Let's not get into that.
Well, here's the thing, Doc. When you go lube,
I don't sound cool enough for you people. Is that it? Because you're all so cool. Is that what you're trying to say?
No one's saying that we're all so cool. We're simply saying that when you were trying to explain to Steve the process, you were sputtering and I don't know. It sounded...
You were going like, you know...
Oh, man, forget this.
Now, Dr. Sadler...
No, forget this. I'm all done, okay? If this guy here can't get it up and his wife is saying...
Wait a minute. Wait, I never said anything about not being able to get it up.
Well, you said you couldn't perform after that, after you heard her say, here comes the lube.
She didn't say that. She said, She said, yeah, hey, have you tried this? I'm like, I'm married to you. When do you think I'd say, wow?
Yeah, see how nervous you are and everything? Relax. Just relax.
And you use it with your wife?
That's none of your business. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Because, like I said, I'll say to my wife, darling, is there anything else that I could do for you? And she'll go, yeah, she pulls out a can of it. And
you mean it does come in a can?
I don't know. No. She'll.
So this is not uncommon.
No, it's not uncommon. But you want to know what is uncommon? That anybody would stay on the air with all of you asses for the length of time that I have. And you want to know something funny? I was going to beat off.
Oh my God! Did you just say you were going to beat off tonight?
Yeah. He just hung up.
All right. So he hung up, huh? That's what he did.
Well, all right. So he hung up. I mean, I'm. Not my fault that he hung up.
No, but that tells me an awful lot. It tells me, number one, we never should have had him. And number two, I don't think Sadler is a sex...
He's just a regular doctor. Yeah, but I thought him coming on and doing counseling would sound good.
You don't bring on some clown that doesn't have...
So that guy doesn't have a... Wow, that's fantastic. So I'm talking to some guy who hasn't got the... He got no credential.
He got no credentials, no, for that. But let me just say this, okay?
Look, General, you're not going to give me advice, are you?
No, I'm not going to give you advice. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you one thing. You're worrying about nothing.
Well, how do you know that?
How do I know that?
You may be worrying about nothing.
All right, so I may be or I am.
You're worried about if your wife busted out. Who cares?
Yeah, man, Bob, who cares, man?
I care because she's looking at me and going, yeah, hey. Hey there, Gumby Dick, you know.
She didn't say that to you.
Well, then what's it mean?
It is another way of enjoying intimate relations between each other that your wife, April, wanted to explore with you, Steve, all right? So, no lawsuit this time. Good luck.
Well, now, wait a minute. Dolores Blazengame has told me...
Look at Bozell, would you knock it off with that Blazengame? How much money... What do you spend with her?
That's nobody's business but my own, okay?
Well, have you ever won a lawsuit with her?
I have some good... You know, I'm not going to get into it with you people. All I'm going to tell you is all the lube companies out there should be forewarned that when your wife or when my wife or whoever busts it out and shows you a can of lube, which is basically saying, thanks for nothing, sponge dick.
That is not what that is saying. And I think that you should have a very big conversation with you. You know something?
Or what?
No wonder your wife sounds like a man. I think she is a man.
What an asshole.
I'm only kidding. But you know something? It wouldn't surprise me.
What an asshole.
All right, look at Bozell. You're the one that came in here with this cockamamie story about your wife, who sounds like a guy, busting out lube.
And okay, so that's going to be the whole theme of this, the fact that my wife sounds like a guy.
Well, because she sounds like a guy, maybe that's the reason why she calls you sponge dick, man. Who could get it up?
Oh, my God, man. That's making... Now this is getting...
This is getting really ridiculous.
That's why I have Dolores Blazengame, who's going to file a lawsuit. Who's going to file a lawsuit.
And what's she suing for?
She's going to sue this lube company for...
What, for existing?
Yeah, for existing. And coming between a man... And a, basically, their existence says, guess what, Taffy Dick? You need lube to be able to...
I don't think... It won't. You're not going to get any traction with that. You're going to lose another 30 grand in retainer money. And your wife is still going to be busting out the lube.
Thanks very much, Steve. Report back to us on how things are going.
Okay, so in other words, man.
Yeah,
we've run out of time.
Yeah, you've run out of time. You know what? The lube company is the one that's run out of time. And I will tell you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
That if I've got anything to say about it, and Dolores Blazengame has anything to say about it, lube will become, the word lube over the next several years will become a dirty word.
Well, it already is in a way.
It'll be.
Yeah, lube, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff's going to be a dirty word over the next 4 years. What do you think of that?
F this, man.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, with his problems, his wife...
His wife busted out the lube the other night.
Yeah, I know. About late last night, about 9:45, I think it was.
Yeah, this is General Galen Shaw filling in for Phil Hendry here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our next guest is going to be... Let's see.
No, you got to do a commercial?
We've got no commercials.
There are no sponsors.
Not in the show today, no.
Yeah, because Mr. Henry's not here.
Well, maybe that's why, but we got no commercials.
Okay.
Our next guest, excuse me, is Steve...
It's Stevie Dooley, or it's
Bobby Stevie.
Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Ms. Dooley's going to be talking with us here about the new Corona mask that you've designed.
Hi, General, and everyone.
How are you doing? Hi, Bobby, how are you?
I'm great. And Steve's here.
Hey, Steve, here's Julie.
How you doing?
Well,
we're on the air right now. What's going on?
Oh, we're watching. Steve, turn that down, okay?
I'm watching Fast Detectives of...
He's watching a detective show called Fast Detectives of the New Age.
Fast Detective. All right, so, Bobby, you have designed a COVID mask. Is that right?
We've designed a couple of masks that we think are really going to hit it out of the park with a lot of the anti-maskers. A lot of the women that are anti-maskers are, I don't know how to say this delicately, they're not the most educated women. Now, I'm not saying that they're stupid, but they're rural. There's a lot of rural women.
You're saying that there are a lot of red state women, is that it?
No, not necessarily. Look, I support President Trump, and I live in a blue state, but I do think the wearing of masks to protect against the COVID is important, you know, and that's why we have a couple of these dudes.
Some masks. We want to break out, and Bruce Dickman has the music that we're going to break out.
Yeah, you've got some North African and Arabian music here.
Yeah, this is music for the masks.
This is music for the masks.
All right, so go ahead, Bobby. You've got theme music for your masks, is that it?
Well, no. These are masks that resemble the face veils that are worn by a lot of the women, you know, in the Middle East.
Yeah, so there's, like, this music here.
Go ahead and hit the music, bud, and we'll give people a... There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, and so this music is what?
This is the music that would accompany, you know, putting on the Bobby Dooley face veil COVID mask 2020.
Bobby Dooley face veil, face mask of 2020 for the COVID-19.
Yeah. So what you do is you put the mask on and you sort of dance into the room a little bit. These veils, by the way, come with a sort of a see-through panty. And
what is the point of a see-through, this veil? Is it effective in protecting you from coronavirus?
What do you mean, is it effective? Everyone's wearing face masks these days.
Everyone's wearing them.
Yeah, everyone's wearing them, but the point is, are they? It's got to be able to protect you. And what is this?
This is like, see, these are the men that would be singing as you're dancing.
Yeah. Here comes Bobby Dooley in the face veil, face mask of 2020 of the COVID-19.
Not a doctor. And I come dancing into the room, Steve.
Makes me feel like a man.
Steve.
All right, so what is it? Could you, for a moment, please?
Yeah, sorry.
What's the problem?
I want to know, how does this mask protect you from getting the coronavirus?
It's a face mask. None of these masks, do they work, Steve?
No, none of them work.
Wait a minute. The guidance that we're getting from the people that know is that some kind of face mask, is better than nothing at all. But if you've got a see-through veil...
No, these are masks. Well, yeah, you can see through them, but they're masks.
Yeah, you can see through them.
Well, then what's the point of having a see-through mask? Obviously, that fabric is so thin, it's not going to keep anything out, is it?
Oh, my God.
What we're trying to do, in case you didn't know it, we got a million people out there. I mean, there's billions and gazillions of people out there who don't want to wear masks. We're trying to get people to wear a mask. Here.
Here it is, here.
This is the other kind.
Oh, this is the other. What is this?
When you put on the face mask from Bobby Dooley...
Now my wife, Bobby Dooley, comes slinking into the room, and I'm laying in bed, and I got on my face mask.
Because Steve's wearing his face mask, it'll be like a Frankenstein mask or something like that, or maybe the Phil Henry mask.
In other words, it doesn't matter what he's wearing.
It doesn't matter what he's wearing. But, you know, these are masks you wear out in public.
All right, so do you have this music playing as you go out in public?
As a matter of fact, and I know you're being sarcastic, Miss Gray, but yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
How do you do that?
I carry with me...
You carry along, it's just a small iPod. So you're putting them in, you know...
Why do you gotta do that? You know, look, turn it off for crying out loud.
Wait, don't you hear... Oh, my... my God, you turned it off.
Bobby, I'm done. If you're walking around in public dressed like you're in Aladdin and the Arabian Nights or something, what is...
I'm not dressed like Aladdin, okay? I'm dressed like a seductive Arabian princess. And to anticipate your question, the reason why we're walking around in public with the music is to show people the style, you know?
What you're doing is you're giving people an atmosphere and a style of the face mask.
All right, so this is a face mask that looks as if you are wearing a veil from the Arabian Nights.
Yes, exactly. Now you're asking, does it protect me from the COVID? As good as any other mask, well, as far...
You're going to have to tell people that you can't guarantee this. None of these face masks absolutely guarantee protection, but they do up the chances. Will you turn that off?
Oh, my God.
She was trying to sell it there. Yeah, thank you.
I think I play it for her. Turn it off before I rip the... Thank you. The chances... Never mind.
The chances of it protecting you from COVID are about as good as the chances of a lot of masks.
Well, I don't know if that's the fact, because this is a see-through fabric, right?
Yes, but it's not completely see-through. It's stylish. And you know what I'm trying to do here, Margaret, if you'll just listen for 5 seconds, is we're trying to get a lot of these...
Redneck women. You just pissed my wife off.
So I guess. She went into the basso profundo.
I'm trying to tell a lot of these hillbillies this is a way of... You see,
a lot of these people that don't want to wear a mask, maybe
this will get them to be more interested. If you can get one of these women who's an anti-masker, she came up out of the storm cellar to get herself a bucket of milk, and she won't wear a mask, and she's on her way to the next Trump rally.
But you show her this mask, and maybe she'll wear it.
And that's really good, so maybe she...
Do you want me to play this?
You know, turn it down.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Rain in my parade.
Look at Bobby. If you got that kind of music playing, something tells me some woman coming up out of the storm cellar looking for a bucket of milk is not going to want to...
I don't think she's going to wear it either. I think it'll be deemed Muslim.
Oh, give me a break. It's not Muslim. It's Arabian Nights.
Yeah, it's Arabian Nights, and she comes... You know, if you just give... Go ahead, honey.
I'm dancing around right now, and Steve...
Go ahead.
I can tell Steve's got a pup tent working.
Thanks a lot, okay? So, Bobby and Steve Dooley with these masks from the Arabian Nights, see-through. Where are you selling them?
Where are we selling them? My understanding was we were going to be able to,
Well, you're going to have to ask Phil if you can put those in his store.
Well, I'll ask Phil and not you.
You do that.
Bobby Dooley, the face mask, 2020 face mask.
Thanks a lot, Bobby and Steve Dooley.
From the Western States Homeowners Association.
And that is their COVID mask, a see-through Arabian Nights thing, and all the best to them.
You know, you're supposed to wear a mask, some kind of mask, any kind of a mask, but, I mean...
Can't just have air.
Yeah, that's right. Air is not a mask.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's air. One of those things about those veils is they don't tie them off. They just dangle in front of your face.
Well, Ms. Dooley's had a lot of stuff, Dink.
A lot of stuff dangled in front of her face. You know, son.
All right, take it easy. All right, well, thank you, Phil. I hope you're feeling better. I think Phil will be back the next available for Friday's show.
Yeah, he'll be here for the chat. He'll be here for Friday's show. Yeah, he's all right.
He just decided to take the night off.
No, he's under the weather for the 9,000,000th and 865,000 time. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Robert Leonard speaking.
What a load. There's something up. Forget it.
Don't forget to chat coming up on Friday night. Get a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show and be a part of the chat on Friday night at 7 p.m. Yeah.
I gotta listen to this.
I like it. It's very exotic.
Who's that? Is that his son?